Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. The Caldwell University class of 2021 is certainly a resilient group. They have proven that over the past 15 months, living through a pandemic and reaching the finish line, not taking anything for granted, ready to make a difference in the world, hopeful for their futures despite these unprecedented times. Today, I'm very happy to talk with three of those amazing grads who received their degrees on May 23rd. I'm delighted to welcome Keith Chawalaby, Sophie Hicks, and Madison Perry. So great to be with you all. We'll start with you, Keith. You were the commencement speaker for the Caldwell University undergraduate ceremonies. That's plural because there were two of them. So what was it like delivering the commencement speech besides it being 93 degrees?
Thanks, Colette. It was an amazing experience. I think euphoric. For the most part, I was just trying to live in the moment and not get in my head too much, because it was it's a really great feeling to know that you've been entrusted to sort of carry your fellow classmates across the finish line, so to speak. So it was an amazing experience.
And you certainly did. You gave them quite a bit of hope. He hit it out of the ballpark, wouldn't you say, Sophie and Madison?
Oh, absolutely. Even on Zoom, it was really great to watch.
Yeah, being there in person, it was just right off the bat, he captured the audience's attention, and it was fantastic from beginning to the end.
And you were right there, Madison. And Sophie, you were where?
I was in New Zealand.
Which is your home.
Yeah, yep.
So we are recording this at 5 p.m. What time is it there for you?
It is currently 9:15 a.m.
That's great. So you were quite a leader on campus. At Honors Convocation just a couple of weeks ago, you received the prestigious Trustee Recognition Award, which is given to an outstanding member of the graduating class. And you also received the St. Dominic Award. That was a new honor for a graduating student who's emulated the life and legacy of St. Dominic through involvement and leadership and activities which reflect the four Dominican pillars of prayer, study, community, and service. So you certainly gave to Caldwell University. What did Caldwell give to you?
Oh, honestly, I don't even know where to start. They gave me so many new connections and new friends and stuff, and I had the most amazing experiences playing volleyball and running track and things like that. And I honestly don't think that I would be where I am in research and things like that if it weren't for some of the psychology faculty that kind of introduced me to it. So it's given me a lot. I definitely know that I wouldn't be like where or who I am if it wasn't for like Caldwell. So
That's wonderful. And Madison, you're from Hawthorne, New Jersey. You also have been very involved in campus life. You, at Honors Convocation, you received the Excellence in Leadership Award, the new St. Catherine of Siena Award, which is given to a member of the graduating class who's shown a commitment to mission, ministry, and service. And so I know you've been involved in a number of service experiences. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the big experiences of service that I have done through Caldwell happened my freshman and junior year. I decided to take a leap of faith to go to Belize and take part in some mission work. So the first year that I went, it takes place in Punta Gorda, Belize. And we visited a village, a small village called Crique Sarco, where we helped repaint the fence and help build a mini playground with a slide and some ladders and stuff. And it was a really great experience. And the campus minister, Colleen, asked me to join the experience again my junior year, but this time in the position as a student leader, and I gladly accepted. And this time we went to another village that was much closer to Punta Gorda. and we ended up repainting a whole school. So that was it was a lot of painting, got plenty of paint on us, and yeah, it was a great time. And another experience that I did on a virtual level is I helped out with Virtual Outreach 360. They are located in the in Nicaragua, and they have students from Nicaragua, the Dominican Republic. Every Saturday, we either there is English speaking classes, and there is like to teach English as well as to teach science. I was part of the science teaching interns. And for 12 weeks, we met once a week for a couple of hours and learned about various science topics. And it was a really great time. And while there was quite a little bit of a language barrier, it was quite amazing to see them grow in their passion for science.
That's wonderful. And that was something that happened during the pandemic, correct?
Yep, it happened in the fall from September to a week after Thanksgiving. So from Labor Day to Thanksgiving, it was the duration.
So I've heard you say that when one door closes, another opens. So that's an example of it, right?
I was really looking through emails, and because I'm interested in genetic counseling, there's different social media apps, and I found a group that puts different events that are going on as virtual, so people can attend and help expand and pursue passions and whatnot. So those have certainly helped, as well as emails from professors. That internship I found in my inbox from Dr. Velhagen, who's the department chair for the sciences. So yeah.
Interesting, wonderful. Sophie, how do you feel you've grown during this pandemic?
I've definitely learned to be adaptable and things like that. Last year, I unfortunately couldn't go home to New Zealand, and so I was kind of stranded in America, but I was very lucky in that I was able to stay with a couple of teammates and their families for like 5 months each. And I don't know, I guess I just learned how to be more of an individual. I definitely learned how to deal with time zones and things like that. And I think I just matured a lot and learned how to kind of look after myself in a sense.
And you shared a very nice story about Christmas, how you dealt with Christmas. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. So when I came back to New Zealand, I was in quarantine for Christmas because they have government sanctioned hotels that it's compulsory to stay in for 2 weeks. And so I was in Christmas for that. And I kind of just learnt during that time that you can make things a special occasion regardless of where you are or who you're with type thing. You just gotta make whatever happens to you special as opposed to having an expectation that like you have to do a certain thing because it's a special day. You just whatever you do on that day is special. So I had my own little Christmas quarantine and it was actually quite fun, so.
Good for you. That's a great attitude that will serve you well in life. Keith, how have you grown during the pandemic?
Well, I've grown a lot, for sure. But I'd say straight off the bat, I've grown to be a lot more patient and adaptable, like Sophie said, like thinking back to March 2020, I had all these big plans for what I was going to do with myself and, plans for, educational and career plans. I was I'd been accepted to I was going to present a poster at a national conference for cancer research in San Diego that April. I was scheduled to do a couple of other things. So I was like really, really, really like scheduled in and had all these things set out for me, and then all of a sudden everything just shut down. So it was a really immense growth opportunity in terms of like learning that everything doesn't necessarily go the way you planned it, even if it's not of your own making. So yeah.
But you do have a wonderful next move coming up. Where will you be heading next?
I will actually be going to San Francisco, California, to the University of California, San Francisco, to do brain cancer research in the Brain Tumor Research Center at the Okada Lab.
That's wonderful. And you'll be starting that this summer, correct?
That's correct.
Sophie, we are recording this on the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. And last year you watched and you were moved to take action, to do something, which in the end benefited the university. Can you talk a little bit about that for us?
Yeah, I mean, civil rights and things has always been quite a big passion of mine. But I guess I've been a bit not an active ally, which I've come to realize. And so during the time of George Floyd's death and the kind of re-uprise of like protesting and things like that, I kind of decided that I wasn't going to sit by. And so I petitioned for the school to start an anti-racism lecture series over the summer. And it gradually got the attention of Dr. Whalen and other members of the board. And so I met with them and we kind of, I put forward my ideas and stuff. And ultimately, we came to the decision that we'd put in an anti-racism lecture series for the upcoming fall semester, which was just incredible, actually. And we kind of pulled together different professors that, I guess, had specialties in different departments to kind of get a more all-round, I guess, lecture series that kind of covers different areas where racism has had effect. And so we did that in the fall semester, and then it was quite successful, so we continued it to the spring. And I really hope that it continues after I graduate. So, yeah.
Yes, it did continue through the spring. I attended a bunch of them, and they were wonderful. So thank you for that, Sophie. Really, thank you so much for stepping up and doing that. Switching gears again, you've all been involved in extracurricular activities. So, Keith, in the midst of hitting the science books, you minored in music, and you were in several of the music groups. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've always been an avid music, not really a musician. Well, that's relative to think that I'm a great musician.
But, I'm sure you are.
Thank you. But I've had a great love of music for the entirety of my life. And so when I came to Caldwell and I figured that there were so many opportunities to be involved, I jumped straight in. And so I was part of a bunch of ensembles, like the wind ensemble, the clarinet ensemble, the chorale where I sing bass, and I played clarinet and saxophone for the two earlier ensembles, and I played saxophone for the marching band, and I also had my own band that plays R&B and jazz fusion music, pop music, pop fusion kind of music at different events around and off campus.
That's all?
I think so, yes.
Sophie and Madison, you were student athletes. What was it like being a part of the athletic department at Caldwell? Madison, you were on the bowling team, and they went to the NCAA, right?
Yes, sort of. So what happened was that the year that we ended up winning our conference, they changed the way that the bidding worked in terms of NCAA. They usually took like the rankings of the teams, and that's who would be chosen, similar to most other conferences, or just I should say other sports. But they now started to include that if you do win your conference, you do get a play-in match to get into the NCAA final 16 or the final eight. I don't quite remember. It was final 16 this year, but typically it's like the final eight or final 12. However, the way that bowling works compared to other sports is that all divisions bowl against each other. It's not divided by region or Division II ranking or Division I. It's everybody all together. So Division III sports can be going against Division I. So we had our play-in match in Delaware, near Rehoboth Beach, that area. And we played against Sacred Heart to try to qualify to get our bid in. However, unfortunately, we lost with a 2-1 in like a mega match. So it was like best 2 out of 3. And yeah, but it was still a great experience. We still did, we were still technically an NCAA play when it came to the national level. But it was definitely a great experience with that.
That's great. And Sophie, you played two sports.
Yeah, it was very, very hectic. So I came to Caldwell to play volleyball, and then I had a go on the track team one semester, and I actually kind of rediscovered my love for running because I'd always done it during high school. But I kind of replaced it with volleyball for a little bit. But it was great to be able to do both sports. But it was very, very, very hectic to do both. But definitely worth it.
Sure, and being a student athlete takes a lot of commitment, perseverance, and time management, right?
Yeah, a lot of all three.
Yeah.
So, a quick go around for all of you, all three of you. What are your most mem what is your most memorable or memorable experiences from Caldwell? Keith?
I guess, or if you asked me this before May 23rd, I would have told you the time when my band played at the International Student Thanksgiving, and the president and vice president were there, professors were there, and when we played, I can't remember. I actually can't remember for some reason the name of the song off the top of my head, but it was a Spanish song, and we played it, and everyone got up and was dancing. I think that's going to stay with me for a very long time, seeing professors and the vice president and students and everyone dancing together. And then after May 23rd, I'll tell you that speaking to obviously speaking at commencement is the most memorable part of my stay at Coldwell.
Sure, there aren't many experiences that can beat that. And it's important to note that your family is from Uganda. So were they watching?
Yes, they were. I had some of my family and friends from within the United States come in, but they're extended family. But my actual parents and sisters were back home watching on the stream live.
What a thrill for them. They must have been so proud.
I really hope so.
Oh, I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were. Madison, most memorable experiences for you at Caldwell?
Yeah, I feel like I had a lot of a memorable experience. Like, I don't feel like a lot of things stick out to me too much. I think like a whole general like experience for me, honestly, was like just hanging out with my friends like all night. And these friends are ones that I ended up doing a lot of service projects with that I hung out with at campus ministry. Some of them are part of my bowling team. Just that general sense of community with others, with my classmates, hanging out with them until 1 or 2 in the morning, working on like organic chemistry and lab reports. Just those like small, like sentimental conversations and like working together. I really cherish those moments, especially since that wasn't a frequent activity this past year. So I would say that would probably be the most memorable for me is just the sense of community at Caldwell.
And how about you, Sophie?
I'm kind of with Madison on this one. It's like the accumulation of heaps of great memories kind of just makes it an amazing experience. But I definitely think just being able to like represent Caldwell at the conference champs for track and for volleyball, that was definitely an unforgettable experience because in Australia where I did high school and in New Zealand where I am now, there's nothing quite like it. So that was pretty amazing.
Sure, that's wonderful. And I like that, heaps of great memories. So final question, your next steps, on life's journey? Where are you headed? Keith, you told us that you're going to University of California, San Francisco's Brain Tumor Research Center, and that's wonderful. What's the long-term goal?
The long-term goal. So I'm going there to as a junior specialist for the next 2 years, hoping to apply to MD PhD programs. So medical school combined with a basic science degree, a P basic science PhD school. In with so the big plan is that I will do research there for the next 2 years, and then go to medical school after that.
Wonderful. And Sophie, next steps and long-term
That's
goal.
actually so funny because I want to do the same thing as Keith. I want to do medical school and a PhD. It's a little bit more complicated in Australia and New Zealand, just because there aren't actually many combined programs. So I've got the next 10 or so years pretty much planned out from that. But afterwards, I really want to specialize in kind of medicine for underrepresented populations and maybe be a rural doctor, but also do research as well. So that's the kind of plan, but we'll see.
And Madison?
Yes, so currently the my future steps are just helping to strengthen my application and hopefully getting in shadowing hours to get into genetic counseling into the grad programs. There's not really so much, it's more of a master's. A couple of them have PhD programs, but currently I'm just looking to get my master's and hopefully with regulations being lifted from volunteering with hospitals and clinics, I'll be able to actually get in and get some shadowing hours and opportunities to help pursue my passions.
That's wonderful. I think all three of you have so much to offer the world. Whoever employs you, wherever you go to school, they're going to be very, very lucky. So I want to thank you all for being here. You've been wonderful guests. I know Caldwell University is so proud of you. I know you're going to do great, and you will be proud alums bringing our core values of respect, integrity, community, and excellence out into the world. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Colette, for having us.
Our guests have been Keith Chawalaby, Sophie Hicks, and Madison Perry. Also, thank you to Paul Ewerot for his production assistance. And thank you all for joining us for Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. Please join us next time.